you were speaking earlier about just a reclined practice, right? And of course, that's another way to do formal practice of mindfulness. And movement, mindful movement, is another way. And we'll start playing with that a little bit today with the mindful walking. Is everyone here familiar with mindful walking? Just want to see where we're at. Yeah, done some. Okay. So while we... So we'll talk a little bit about it for a moment here. And while we're doing that, Steph is rearranging some furniture for us so that we have a little bit more space. So we'll be able to spread out a little bit, and you can find an area, maybe a 10-foot spot where you can kind of go up and back. And if you'd like to do that, you can explore, you can find a spot in the rest of the space that we're in. And here, maybe we'll do a small loop. So if you prefer to walk in a circle or an oval, we can do that in this space. Have a small space for us, so we'll spread out a little bit. But let's just talk for a moment about mindfulness of the body. So oftentimes when we're in the seated practice, what we're starting with, we've been talking about using breath as an anchor, using sound as an anchor. We talk about sensation. And one way to use mindful walking is to allow the sensation of the stepping to be our anchor for our practice. So that we can intentionally allow our awareness to rest with the sensation of our feet. And one way to really get curious about that, to explore that, is to slow it down. And so when we practice our mindful walking today, we will use, I'm going to invite you to use a slower pace. It can also be really useful to offer yourself a contrast. So to maybe start by walking at a little bit more of a regular tempo, natural tempo for you. And I'll cue us around this. But if you're in a space where you're not hearing me well, then perhaps after a bit of a natural tempo, giving yourself an opportunity to slow it down. I worked with a choreographer many years back who brought us through this dance that was really all about this incredibly slow tempo of movement. And it was my first experience in that. I hadn't experienced mindful walking yet. And this was really my first experience of mindful movement, truly, in a way that I had been dancing for years. But this brought my attention to my body in a whole different way. And so what happens when we play around with moving as slowly as we can? And just see where your attention is. You're really allowing yourself a chance to notice the sensations in your muscles, your ligaments. We move so quickly every day, so often we're not really paying attention to what we're doing physically, right? But really giving ourselves a chance to fully bring our attention and awareness to this practice that also is with us all the time. And if we are fortunate to be able to move our bodies in that way, and it can be fun to explore them and explore our bodies in whatever a range of motion we have. So you don't have to go quickly here again. We'll go slowly. And then at the end of our practice time, we're just going to stop and stand. And like you might do at the end of a seated practice, give yourself a chance to really install that experience. Allow that experience to settle in your body. Notice perhaps what you're noticing at the time. Does your body feel similar or different than when you when you first started or when you're in movement? And just a nod to weaving in some information around trauma-sensitive mindfulness. It's good to keep in mind for any of us at any time that our energy can often get stuck and held in our body, right? We can often have experiences or emotions that may resonate with us longer, perhaps, than is comfortable. Yesterday, I was holding on to an experience, a thought, a story, but it also was really in my body. Mm-hmm. And it took me a while to like be able to shift that out. But it totally affected how I was showing up. I'm sure you can all relate and have had your own experiences with this, right? And so good to remember also as a facilitator or a teacher in a space that movement can help release that sometimes. And so as you're keeping an eye on your folks who you're working with, you're teaching with, if you want to, we'll get into this more later, but just kind of keep a sense of how people are doing in that space. And if at any point you're noticing someone struggling a little bit, again, we'll unpack that more later, but if you're noticing somebody struggle a little bit, perhaps inviting them to get up and stand, open their eyes, move around a little bit. This is a way that we can kind of keep this flow going energetically, physically. Anything else you want to say about that part right now, Steph?
No, I think that, and I think we're going to, over these times that we're together in person, we'll be sharing different movement practices, ones that we are familiar with. We might have other people come and do them. Mm-hmm. Sasha's going to share some yoga practices with us tomorrow. So offering opportunities for you to experience different movements. You all probably do that already, but we'll bring some maybe new stuff mm-hmm. your way.
Okay. Any questions, thoughts, comments before we get started? I'll give you some more clear direction in just a moment.